The feed must go on. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Governor Bill Haslam has issued an executive order declaring a state of emergency that waives hours of service for livestock and poultry drivers.
It's exciting to know that I will be able to get feed instead of having to wait 24 hours or whatever the case may be. You know, it's just like chickens need feed just as much as they need the heat. So if you've not got heat or you've not got feed, your chickens are not growing the way they should be.
Mark Klepper is a row crop poultry and cattle producer in Greene County and is the chair of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Poultry Advisory Committee. With his 8 chicken houses, this executive order by the governor, combined with the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration's emergency suspension of hours of service for propane truckers, is a lifeline.
The feed is probably the biggest issue that we're having, is they can't get enough drivers to keep all the trucks running. And when I got baby chickens, I've got to have my houses at 90 degrees. And it's very hard to keep chicken houses 90 degrees when it's 10 degrees outside. And right now, it's very important that the trucks be running or be able to run when they need to go and not be restricted by hours of use.
This executive order that is in effect until January 31st ensures our livestock and poultry growers across the state are able to have uninterrupted deliveries of their feed, as well as delivering of live poultry. And Adam Brown, Farm Bureau's coordinator of the Poultry Advisory Committee, says this will keep our farmers in business.
We're glad that Dale Barnett and the Poultry Association were able to encourage the commissioner and governor to waive the hours of service, because it is vital to our producers that they are able to get feed their livestock and also get that livestock delivered in a safe and timely manner, especially when it's so cold out.
Really helping out our livestock and poultry farmers in this extreme weather we've been having. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.